There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The CEO and the man who makes all the bookings at Dubai Opera is here with us again. Jasper Hope, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome back. Nice to have you in as always.
Thank you very much.
Now, you have got two announcements for us today. I hadn't heard it from elsewhere, so I was like, I'm going to treat this like a new announcement on our show.
Good. It is a new announcement for your show.
Great. Well, we're not going to start with that. We're going to keep people guessing. Now, we are going to start with The Merry Widow.
Yep.
What's this all about?
Oh, Merry Widow is a fantastic opera. Well, it's an operetta, technically.
What's the difference?
What is the difference? There are a few, but the main one is there is dialogue. So an operetta is more like a musical, a modern-day musical. So there are opera arias and, you know, full stage and setup and orchestra and everything else. But there are bits of dialogue between the arias and the choruses. So a little bit lighter also generally is how operettas are seen, both musically and in terms of the stories. There's a lot less death, for example, than in so many operas. But there are instead things like mishaps and misadventure and intrigue, and it's a bit like a farce, and it's a light-hearted way to spend an evening to watch an operetta, and there are a few very famous examples, all kind of from Vienna and in this case from Budapest, from Hungary. Franz Lehár was a wonderful Hungarian composer, and this one is probably, I think most people would say it is his best, the most famous. It's certainly very funny. It's full of really, really great tunes. And we will be doing it at Dubai Opera next February, 21st to the 23rd. And it's a really good production, something for the whole family to look forward to.
So when you listen to the overture, you can actually hear where the comedy would come in. Let me give you a little listen to that. This is a funny bit, right?
That is one of the funny bits. What the overture is it's an introduction to the whole piece. It introduces musically all of the themes that you're going to hear throughout the opera. So there you've got a great build-up. Yes, you've got a little bit of comic timing in there. And then right now you're hearing a fantastic, lush Viennese waltz. And there's plenty of those throughout this great piece.
Now, this is going to be in German with Arabic and English subtitles?
Correct, yeah. We try and do all operas and operettas in the original language. In this case, it was written in German, so that's how it will be sung here in Dubai, but, of course, with English and Arabic subtitles, or surtitles, indeed.
So to give you a taster of what that might be like, I have found one of the songs sang in German.
Okay.
From The Merry Widow. It's called Lippenschweigen.
Lippenschweigen.
That's exactly what I said, Jasper.
Thank you.
Lippenschweigen.
Exactly.
From The Merry Widow there. Tell me about tickets.
So tickets on sale from today. They start at 350 dirhams, but for the next month till June the 24th, there is a regular early bird discount, 20% off, so tickets just 280.
Jasper Hope is with us, CEO of Dubai Opera. How do you engage and motivate children, Jasper?
Bribery is one way.
Money, right?
Money, food, treats.
They know you've got to feed them.
Oh, well, then it just has to be interesting subjects.
I think it's just money. I remember being a kid. Moving on from that, they will need some money if they'd like to come along to this gig. Although, will there be an age limit on this next concert we're going to talk about?
Not one you need to worry about, no.
Fantastic. All right, so we just told you about The Merry Widow, which is coming to Dubai. Now, that's for families. Comic masterpiece.
Yep. Yep.
Waltz is thrown into boot. But now we've got something completely different. An Irish singer-songwriter.
An Irish singer-songwriter coming on November the 2nd, and her name is Imelda May.
She's wonderful, isn't she?
She's a fantastic singer. Absolutely brilliant. Really, really great voice. Has got so many different styles. The voice has developed so much over the career that she's had so far. And yeah, really, really great to listen to.
Her new album was released last year. It's called Life, Love, Flesh, Blood. It's a really, really great album. I was listening to it earlier today, and she's going to be performing songs from that album here on stage. Now, as well as some of the old school favourites, and this is a good introduction to Imelda May. If you don't know her music, this is called It's Good to Be Alive. Imelda May on your radio. It's called It's Good to Be Alive, and we're playing that because we've just announced that Imelda May is coming to Dubai Opera in November, which is exciting.
She's great.
So the Irish are going to come out in force for this. I imagine she's got fans all over the world. She's doing a worldwide tour, isn't she?
She's doing a worldwide tour, and also the styles of music that she has done. I mean, she started out, and this song you're listening to now is a kind of rockabilly phase, but it has developed since then. She's worked with so many other artists, and the voice just keeps getting better and better. The range that she has just keeps improving. And now on the new album, there's a whole new set of brilliant songs for people to listen to. So November the 2nd at Dubai Opera is a chance to listen to some of the old classics that people love, but also to explore the new side of Imelda May.
Should we take a listen to one of the new ones?
Definitely.
So this is called Sixth Sense. It was performed live, and it's a little taster of what you're going to get by opera on November the 2nd.
Get one kiss closer to kill. My resistance to your kind of thrill. And your lips. Let me know that you're real. Can't commit this crime, can't ignore. You got my love staying out on the floor. So I surrender. Can't take it no more. I got a sixth sense, baby, about you. It's haunting me night and day. Yeah, I got a sixth sense, baby, about you and me. I'm damned if I show it, but I can't shake this feeling away. Just can't shake it away. Touch me, rub it up, dub. You got my mind in the gutter of love. Down on my knees, I can't get enough. I swear I saw you once in a dream. Jumped out a window, we kissed in the sea. Yeah, we were good. Fantasy. I got a sixth sense, baby, about you and me. I pretend not to wanna, but it's haunting me night and day. Yeah, I got a sixth sense.
Sixth Sense, Imelda May. It is very different, isn't it, from her other albums?
Very different sound, but just wonderful. Just sit back and relax and enjoy.
She'll be performing a number of tracks from the new album, Life, Love, Flesh, Blood, which was released last year. I would get it if you want to do your homework before she's here. If you want to buy tickets to this, are there early bird tickets, or is this just going to be too popular for that even?
No, the early bird is working so well, we don't want to restrict it, so it will be open for this as well. Starting today, regular tickets are starting at 150 dirhams. With the early bird, that is just 120.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jasper, thank you so much, not only for bringing great acts to Dubai Opera, but for coming in and talking to me every single week.
Thanks, Steph.
See you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.